after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in a palm, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J. Oh, man, guess what, y'all? Today is June 3rd. Here's another beautiful Monday. Monday is always high after dust Mondays. But we got so much to talk about today. Because first off, we got a lot to celebrate. Thing number one is today is June 3rd. Again, remind me why what's so important about me saying that day over and over and over is because this is the first day of June. It was June is marks our dust music month. This is our second annual Dust Music Month, everybody. Thank you. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. You know, last year, we brought into Dust Music Month as far as being able to, we're doing Dust Music Month because we're already doing it with the Model Month. Model Month was this year be the fourth, oh my God, y'all. 4 years of doing it. This will be the fourth annual Dust Model Month in July coming up. We're doing it so big as that. We decided that, hey, let's do it for the music side where we have it the whole month and make it the focus. And that's what we're doing again this year, man. Definitely a big success last year. We kicked it off last year. And we had to keep it going because y'all did such a great job of just welcoming the idea and keeping it alive. So definitely going to keep it going. And just kind of let everybody know what happens during Dust Music Month. What's so different about it versus when we have artists coming to the show regularly. This whole month, just like with when we do the model month, you'll be seeing stuff going our brand wide, which is with Life After Dust Live. It'll be happening over on Dust Spot 2, DustSpot.com. And we do stuff where everything is geared around the music industry where we give you tips as far as how to improve your music, how to promote yourself, all that kind of stuff. We even have people from different entities of the music industry, not just artists. We have producers. We have DJs. We have music execs come through. Anybody that's in the industry, promoters, whatever, to kind of talk about the different entities so that artists or anybody that's inspiring to be in those behind-the-scenes areas of the industry can understand them a little bit more. So that is the point of Dust Music Month, and I'm so excited to make it happen again. Definitely great. My co-host with the most in the building with me. What's up, Taryn Lamonsky?
What's up?
What's going on, man? You know, I was letting them know. I was giving them up to let them know about Dust Music Month, and, you know, let them know that it's definitely about to go be major. This is the second annual one, so we're not going to play with them. Yeah, another thing I wanted to also talk about, too, you know, like I told you on the show last week, because it's just getting so real. You got to understand, half the time my emails, I spend most of my time talking to people about being on the show, just that alone. And, you know, a lot, and even the listeners, I have listeners come to me, oh, my God, you should be on more than a week, but only some days I'm free and I want to be a listener to it live when you hear it live. And some people remember when I first started, I was just so geared to go da-da-da-da-da-da. I was doing shows left and right, doing 3-hour shows a day. And in my time, I did that 7 days a week, nonstop, continuing doing. Slowed it down a little bit. And then, of course, you know, we were doing the two shows. I know that was on every Monday and Wednesday. Then the music show started back up on Fridays. And then finally, as of last week, made the announcement that every freaking week we're going to start doing 5 shows a week. Now, we're going to let you know this too. So, you know, we might have surprises. It might not necessarily mean that me and Taryn be on all the shows on other days of the week too. We might be bringing some magic up our sleeve. Might be having some other hosts on those other days. So y'all be on the lookout for that. We got some stuff up our sleeve that y'all not ready for. So yes, and that being today we're gonna be talking about life. Of course, we gotta talk about the hot news, hot mess. We're going to be talking a lot of stuff. We're not even doing media takeout today because I got so much stuff to talk about that's real stuff. It's not even funny. And I'll be even sharing some of my thought process on some of the movies that came out, too. So we'll be talking about the movies because I'm pretty much up in my game right now on a lot of new movies. I'm so surprised. I'm not usually this up to date on so many movies in a close period of time. So I'm so excited about that. So we're going to do this music month. Of course, we're playing some music as usual. So we're going to play some music. Then we come back. Me and your girl, Taryn Lamont, we'll chop it up with y'all here on Life That Does Live. Does Music Month starts today. Juice.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. Put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
One of my statements, like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while, or study that. You like what teams blah, they blah. Yeah. But it wasn't awkward because we shared some laughs and grins. Okay. And next week we plan to do the same thing again.
Spoken word, then a lot of the hip hop and stuff you have now,
there'll be no place that they didn't have that as well to combat with it, to kind of give you those different entities of the industry. So came with chopping up with her. So that is what's coming up for the week. That is this week in review for Life of the Dust Live on Dust Music Month. So y'all get geared up for that. Now we got a lot. One of the things I want to talk about too was some of the movies. Some of the movies that we got. Y'all know I've been on my movie grind, y'all. I watch movies, don't get me wrong. But being this up to date on so many movies and back to back to back, this is crazy. I'm usually not on top of it like this, but man, I'm on top of y'all. Summer, y'all going to see me. I'm going to be having a lot of fun making some summer movie blogs this year. So y'all be seeing that on Dust Spot. I'll be putting blogs out for movies. I can check it out there. Definitely have something you're going to enjoy. So summer movie month is going to be crazy. This going to be a lot of craziness. We talk about a lot of movies. Of course, y'all know I've seen Iron Man 3. Awesome, 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 awesome. Because you're a guy that like action flicks, you got to check it out. If you're a superhero fan, you got to watch it. If you're a person that you don't want to see a little action with some love story, you got that too. And some plot twists. A lot of the movies I'm going to mention have a lot of great plot twists, so you got to keep up with me. Another one you got to see is I've got a chance to watch was Fast and Furious 6. No, excuse me. Yeah, Fast and Furious 6. You got to check it out. It's not just another movie. Another Fast and Furious movie. It, by far, has set the bar for Fast and Furious. It's taken to another level. You know, one of the things you were seeing in the movie is it's not just geared on cars. Like, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of some fighting in some of the other ones, but on here you get a lot of fighting, the storyline, the plot twist. They came with it on this movie. And I don't care, no one says, you know, some people get burnt down with sequels and whatnot, but this made you want to continue the franchise more because they decided, you know, they were just very great about the plot twist and just making an all-around good movie, not just a movie about cars. They did a very great job of doing that. Another movie that I got a chance to see, which is I'm probably going to say, and Iron Man 3 was originally it, but, man, this movie has got to be the one of the ones I'm going to mention. My favorite one of all of them was Now You See Me. Now You See Me. Talk about plot twists. You got to see that. Because just like when a magician does his tricks, you got to watch the movie the same way. Because you miss one thing in the magician trick, you're going to miss the whole secret and illusion of this trick. So definitely a movie you got to see. I would say that so far that's my favorite movie of Eskil this summer. I checked out The People's, produced by Tyler Perry. Was a very good movie. Had a nice all-star cast. I liked it because it was complete comedy. Getting back to the all-star cast, it didn't feel like it was just another Tyler. I like because Tyler Perry starting to get into a groove where it's not just you're not going to get the same Tyler Perry movie anymore. Mm-hmm. You're getting a mixture of stuff. Like you saw when he decided to go do Alex Cross. He decided as an actor himself to do something outside of his, where people are out of his comfort zone, people usually know him from doing. So that was something that was different. This movie was a different way. You know, a lot of people, you pretty much go watch the movies and seem like it's just, hey, church, 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 church. It was this complete comedy and a lot of funny stuff that was in there that you definitely see was definitely good. And I say you got to check it out because the cast is great. A lot of memorable moments. Yeah. I love to see Dave Allen Greer, you know, still doing some big things. I love seeing my people from Living Color still doing things because, you know, a lot of people always say, SNL, you know, they got a lot of movie stars. But there's a lot of people from Living Color doing some big things too. They just don't get the love from people recognizing that stuff as they should. So. Big ups to, you know, at Dave Allen Greer making it happen like that. Another movie I see, and I'm sorry, guys, said you wanted to say you throw harpoons at me or whatever, but the worst one on my list is After Earth from Will Smith and Jaden Smith. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to spoil. I'm not going to do plot twists and spoilers, but I'm just going to say, God damn it, Will Smith, what the hell? That's what I'm going to say. Because, wasn't quite where I thought I was going to go see. Trailers are very good at deception. That's all I got to say about that. So that is my summer movie madness all in the bunch. Some of the other movies I'm going to be seeing this weekend. There's two movies I got to see, The Internship, and I got to see, of course, The Purge, was another movie I've been waiting for, too. So those two movies, you got to see them. You got one that's more so scary as hell, and another one that's funny as hell. So it's both, best of both worlds.
Okay.
So, yes, Jerry, I suggest you go check those movies out. You got to check. You got to check out at least two of them.
Definitely got to check them out because they sound quite exciting.
Now, as far as the view, Terry, as far as some of the hot mess you may have seen in the news or the celebrity world or heck of hell, just in the regular life, everyday life, what's some of the hot mess you got to share with today?
Hot mess. First of all, Queen B, that's my woman, okay? But I did see a picture, on Instagram with her, and she took a picture with Drea. Now, Drea did not put no filters on, no nothing, but Lil' Kim was, I wouldn't say that she was looking just straight tore up because a lot of people was going in on her, you know what I'm saying? And we never know what people are going through, but she wasn't the same Lil' Kim that we know, for real. Like, she looked like, a doll, like a porcelain doll. Like, that's really, like, how I took from it, but I'm just like, wow, like, that's just, I don't know, that just stopped me in my tracks, so I had to bring that up. More hot mess that's going on. Ladies, can y'all please chill with these damn draw-on eyebrows, okay? Because the next one that comes up to me, I'm just going to lick my damn thumb. And she should know what to do from then and there. Because that shit, I am sorry. Everybody, I love y'all. Sometimes, we do our thing with the makeup and stuff. That, I got my makeup done like that one time for a photo shoot. And that, it looks okay, too. But some people, y'all are just going overboard with that shit. What happened to the regular arches and eyebrows, ladies? Please get that together. Also, everything isn't for everybody. That's what a lot of females have to learn. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to dress attire, when it comes to everything, like, everything isn't for everybody. So that's another thing, because I've just been seeing some stuff lately, man, as far as fashion and then this makeup. Females see stuff on Keisha Kaur, you know what I'm saying, with the glitter lips, and then they try to put certain shit on and it just looks like a clown, you know? And I'm just like, everything is for everybody.
Yeah, like glitter, like crust, like colorful crust.
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, you said something about that. I'm glad you said it because I wanted to make sure that I wouldn't just sound like a hater or whatever. And, some people be like, well, why is a guy saying that? But, hell, I'm trying to do it, trying to impress. Some of y'all trying to do it to get our attention. And that's what you're trying to do. That's not that good. You're not doing a good job. You're getting our attention, but not the way you want to get our attention. Because some of these chicks be running around looking like The Rock doing the people's eyebrow because one eyebrow higher than the other one or one thicker than the other one or whatever because they don't know what the heck they're doing. It's just doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just get them lined up? Why don't you get them lined up right? And there you go. They get your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Shave them all the way up and then just putting it in looking like whatever. Looking like Blanco on Street Fighter or something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Very much true. You just gotta, I don't know. Like, I've just been seeing so much and it's irritating me, y'all, because I'm really getting bored. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. I'm getting bored with some of this fashion shit that y'all are coming up with. I'm tired of seeing all of you females looking alike, all these dudes looking alike with these tight-ass jeans on. I'm just getting tired of so much stuff because you see the same stuff. It's like everybody are clones. Like, first one person sees a girl with these poetic braids. Now all these bitches got poetic braids. I'm like,
man,
I
say thank you.
I
swear. For real, because at work, y'all know, Lord, y'all, bro, put my hands on me, Lord, because I know a lot of y'all at the show, y'all know me, I'm a person I keep it, 20,000. I say something, I just, no, holding back, and I say that all the time. I say, damn, why is it, that's so many chicks. It was like whenever one chick at work get one hairstyle, a million of them start getting the same damn hairstyle. Shit's fucking ridiculous. Like, it was funny because I remember my sister was going to get those Singalese twists or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, before they got hot. And a lot of people were like, well, I don't know how to do them. And now everybody and mama know how to do them.
Yeah.
So now it's like, my sister's like, she didn't even want them no more. Because she saw everybody, mama started having them, and she not
everybody
saying nothing.
Everybody else
with it. Right.
And that's
Mr. Me
wrong,
too.
I'm not just slapping everybody in the face, neither. What I'm saying is, have some damn originality. Like, it comes to the point now to where I'm so skeptical on what I buy. Like, I'm just buying shit that is just for real, like, that I'm going to low-key make something out of it. Because I just don't want too many people walking around just looking exactly like me. Like, that shit's so irritating. Like, all these people now, I'm sorry, but in Detroit, baby, y'all need to stop with this red damn hair color because all of y'all don't look like Rihanna.
Now, don't look like Charlie Baltimore or don't look like, we got that in fucking list.
Exactly. And Charlie Baltimore don't look blonde now. I saw her probably like a month ago in Michigan, actually. She tweeted me and everything. I saw her in Southfield. She was actually at Panera Bread. So,
yes, I talked to her. I got to talk to her, too. She's pretty cool.
She's fine. She still looks good. I don't give a damn what nobody says. That woman still looks good. Big up.
I don't know who finding her or her daughter. Lord Jesus. I was like, whoa, Lord.
I just need people to have a chance.
Like, yeah, because, I mean, my thing is, too, like, everybody try to do the same thing. Like, I try to change. That's when I started changing up stuff. It's not that, and wondering why stuff ain't necessarily making money and want to get on the jump stuff with the band like it's so late. Like, hey, I'm going to keep it 10,000. Stop hitting me up by MCA because I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's people that I'm just now jumping on the train talking about Jordan MCA and hitting me up. I'm like, y'all need to see that I've been tweeting about. And I've been doing stuff and been stopped doing it. Like, get off me.
Right. Yep. Just got to stay with
me, there's already somebody that did it before you. But, I mean, they you can't get mad if I already did it and I don't like it. How you going to come try and get mad at me? Obviously, that should be a red flag to you. Hell, he was doing it for a while. He not doing no more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is ladies, when it comes to, because I've been seeing a lot of females going crazy on the internet lately just about, like, relationships. And then I get females that write me at times just about dudes. You know, I feel like everybody's starting to see these TV relationships. Like, everything's so commercial, okay? I understand us females, we get attached to certain dudes off of affection, off of moments and stuff, but you have to understand everything that you see on TV is really not what it is. Y'all see these Instagram relationships and all of a sudden want to hop into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's going to be, and that's not what it is. You have to understand the fact that a guy has to grow. You have to give that man time, okay? Because if you force a man into something more quicker than what he is ready to do, he's going to probably, it's going to be, you have to invest a lot of energy into making that relationship what you want to make it, because he's still going to be doing what he wants to do as a man. And I had to comment on that because I've just been seeing so much of it with females saying, oh, I wasted my time. He's a man, though. That's just like the same sense. You have to understand, what if you were in their shoes? you just, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, some men do bullshit. Some men will never be ready, okay? And that's just straight up to the lady. Some men will never be ready. I know men like that that are, like, in their 30s. But it comes to the point to where you could rather sit back and love that man for a distance, from a distance, or you could walk away, but walk away with an understanding of why he is the way that he is. Accept him for exactly what he's doing. Stop looking at it what you want it to be and trying to force it into something that it's not. That's all.
Right. I mean, I think if some people are just so, what it is, some people are don't want to be alone. And it's mm-hmm. Because some people don't like being, they don't like being around themselves. If you don't like being around yourself, you are in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
You're like, you're in a world of trouble because really you don't have no nerve to be in trouble getting relationship anyway because you don't like yourself. Why the hell should I like you?
Right. Right.
And so,
we all get through that stage, man. If you can't, you have to know how to stand on your own. Yes, it gets hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking like I'm just Superwoman. Steady is not talking like he's Superman. Everybody wants a significant other around at some point in their lives. But, shit, you have to stand on your own. Because if you don't stand on your own, you will literally fall. You can't keep depending on people or just dependent for somebody to be there. That's like you're giving, you know, another person too much power over your life.
Yeah, I saw this on Girl Code the other day. I think they can't be no more. I mean, half the women that go to this stood up and freaking applauded. Like, you know how, like, some women finger themselves and whatnot? And some people always try to make it sound, I don't do that. If I want to have somebody, I can have a man come over. But you can hell, you want to the chicks that do that. But one, you know, they're not having something running around, having to go, oh, my God, I got to have sex right away. Oh, my God, I got to have sex right away. Oh, my
and
God.
You don't.
You know,
and you don't.
And two, you get to know yourself a little more. Mm-hmm. You can, because you can tell a man, hey, you just hit me right there. You hit me right there. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. You hit it right there. Like all kinds of stuff that some of you, that may have been just a little too X-rated for you. But we can't keep it. I ain't get too X-rated, but it's be a little PG-13 rated R on you for a second, man. Basically,
mm-hmm.
You got to understand that some of these chicks, you can hate them all you want to, but you wonder why they orgasm more and all that because they know about how their body works and what limits need to be taken to make them go to that point and able to convey that to who they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, everything, you just have to learn more about yourself, ladies. That's all it is. And there's so many people out here that's kind of just, they're lost. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I hate really how society is so judgmental because a dude could go around and screw so many people and he's the man to his boys. Let a girl do it, she's a whore, she's a lot of things. You know what I mean? But a lot of females do certain stuff for certain reasons, and dudes do too because they're trying to find themselves. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Sometimes, too, it's not necessarily opposite sex to do that. It's intersex that do that. It'd be the females hating other females more saying that stuff. Oh,
right.
You do that, girl. You a hoe, girl. Don't do that. That's so bad. Hey, you know, they be ready to do that. And you know, one thing I'm putting on some blast, too. I'm just so sorry I got put on this. And know this is a music month, but we go right now. This is Hot After Dusk Day, and that's how we do it. And that's that way we go to a quick music break, and me and Tara will be talking some more trash. Is
yes, yes,
models,
yes.
Stop running around talking about how you ain't going to pose nude, or you too classy, or you do this,
and
every time I see your Instagram.
And then you do the shit, okay? And then you on Instagram in your bra panties.
Yeah, thank you. No, not just in the Not necessarily doing photos or whatever, but you run around. I'm seeing you in pictures with you getting wasted or whatnot, being extra ratchet, and you got pictures of that. But then you try to tell me that, well, I can't be a model. I'm not gonna do that modeling because I'm too classy for that. So it's going. You know what? It's going to still affect you if you do it. So you might as well keep it 10,000. Don't put your foot in the water. You can't put one foot in the water and expect to say, oh, it's too cold. Yeah, it feels, but you don't put your whole body in. How can you adjust to something your whole body in the water? So
Right.
I don't know, Taryn. I can go on and on and on
go.
And on.
We can go.
All right, so we'll be back. We come back and we got some more to talk about. I'm going to go into the music industry stuff, too. I'm going to get it started early in the music month. So we'll be back.
Right.
We got some more to chop it up. All right, this is Mo Blue. You don't need me. Yeah, we got a couple more songs in the music break, and we'll be back on Life is Just Live.
Yes.
Okay.
bring her back, y'all. No, I had to do that to bring you back in. That was.
That's it.
All right, we're back on Life and Dust Live. Your boy City J, your girl Karen Lamont.
Yeah.
Going in, y'all. Every time, guys, y'all miss any parts of the show, remember you can always listen back to any part of the show over and over and over as much as you want to. So we'll give you the information at the end of the show to remind you how you can listen to it. Now. We were going in for a lot of the modeling industry. Now, being that it is the music month, Dust Music Month, one of the things I want to go ahead and say right away is I'm going to go in straight up from the top. Start from the bottom, and then we're going to be here. And that's, first thing is, understand they say try to do what's hot. But sometimes, damn it, I'm so tired of people trying to do what's hot. Because everybody's overkilling. It's like a phrase comes out and everybody wants to overkill it too many times. Molly, shut the hell about Molly. I don't know who this trick is. I don't give a damn know who she is. I don't want to know who she is. I mean,
yeah.
It's cool.
You
know, I get quite a little bit. Just pop the Molly. I'm sweating. Woo. I do the woo.
Yeah, that's so not cool.
People... It just get kind of old that every song is trying to do it now.
It is, and people's getting too caught up in the hype, and a lot of people try to say they're not drug addicts and stuff, but if you look up what's actually in Molly, I mean, it's nothing but really cocaine and ecstasy. You are damn near a crackhead.
A crackhead. Shit, you're a lovely crackhead.
Why are you walking around talking about some Molly? Like, that's exactly what you are, and then people nowadays are just trying to come up with a quick hustle, so you don't really know what they're putting in these pills because they're making them. You have people that are making them themselves now. So, yeah, a lot of people get caught up in the hype and do stuff out of the ordinary because of what everybody else is doing around them. Those are called followers.
And not even just the fact that just saying it's a Molly thing, that is a perfect example. But it's just pretty much pure, like, doing the same, trying to do the same thing. Ooh, Drake doing this right now. I got to do it exactly like, let's make my sound exactly like him. Or whatever. That's getting so old. Like, you got to try to set yourself apart. Because then that's how you make the money, is being different. Of course, there's some things some people might think is similar, but you got to be completely different. You got to stand out. Something got to stand out about you. That's going to help you make the big dollars.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And a lot of them not peeping that. They continue trying to... They try to be a carbon copy of somebody else, and it's so annoying. And I can't stress this enough, and I say it all the time. Just because you get yourself on the radio, don't think you're a star all of a sudden, okay? You get yourself on some blogs and some magazine features, you're not a star. You are making some moves, but don't try to act like you being higher than life, and you can just go around talking to people any old way, like you bigger than them. Because that person, you never know. Some people are bigger than you, but they don't tell you. They don't have to boast about everything they do.
Exactly.
It's fun making people have to go do the research themselves. I think it's so much more fun doing that.
And a lot of people say numbers don't lie, and I almost said it myself, but at times numbers do, because when it comes to social networks, you can buy those numbers, okay? When it comes to what me and Seti do, there's no lies behind that. And Seti could prove that, back that up, and he has. I mean, that's on my page. It's on Seti's page on the picture of how many listeners we've reached. I mean, it just comes to the point to where people just need to stop talking down to other people, because I don't think I'm better than anybody, or I feel like we're all equal. I mean, we don't all have, you know, private areas when it comes to your soul. You feel me? We all have souls. I feel like we're all equal. So therefore, a lot of people are more credible than what you think they are. You might have a million followers on Instagram, but that really doesn't mean anything if you just got that attention. But what's your financial statements looking like? What you have going behind people? People don't think like that, though. Everybody gets caught up in the hype. That's the problem.
And it's no problem. My thing is, I want to say something wrong with. Is that something wrong with getting the followers and all that? Because, you know, for instance, one of our sponsors that has helped us sponsor our show a couple of times, actually one of the sponsors does that. And we've actually, and one of our accounts does have used that service because, hey, if you're freaking sponsors, like, hey, we want to give you the service, allow you to use it for free. Bam, you're not gonna use it? Are you freaking serious? Hell no, I'm gonna use it because I won't be able to see what's the hype behind everything about people doing it. And the thing is, it's how you utilize to your advantage. Some people, they get these numbers, and then what do y'all do with it once y'all get these five-digit followers? Y'all don't utilize it to your advantage to promote stuff. Y'all just typing on Twitter, just talking trash
internet
about something, not really doing anything.
Yeah, internet thing.
Ooh, look
internet
what I did,
thing.
Girl. We got drunk last night. Ooh, we popping bottles. Ooh, we doing that. I mean, come on, boring.
Exactly. Yes.
And y'all never see me necessarily pop some show pictures and stuff because that's simple stuff to me. Go pop balls and all that. Ooh, we're taking pictures of it. You more so taking pictures of having fun with people that are around you more. So I like doing stuff like that. Like if I'm like versus like if some random person, I'm taking a picture of myself and somebody tries to come by me in my picture on Instagram or whatnot, that's cool. I'm gonna put it on, say, hey, okay, I'm got you and put it on Instagram. Bam. I do that. I don't like doing all that fake stuff. Let's act like we're bigger stars than we are type stuff. I'm getting tired of people doing that because there's so many Hollywood types out here that really think they're bigger than what they are. It's ridiculous. Like I said, I'm the same person that y'all met when listener number one, I weigh a listener, meaning something. So that's the thing. I'm pretty much the same person. I just make y'all win a little more and go harder with
exactly
it, as far as I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick, I got the same person right here.
Same person, because I know I'm the same person. Like, when people see me, I mean, yeah, I used to be the sporty type in high school. Okay, I'm a speak. I'm not one to keep saying I'll bust your ass in basketball, but if it comes to that point, okay, just see me on the court. Don't let the pretty face. I'm still the same slightly half tomboy slash weirdo slash model slash fashionista, whatever you want to call it. Like, I'm still the same person, though. I'm just growing wiser. That's the only thing that's different. I'm growing wiser and gaining more wisdom as I go. That's it.
Right. If you're not learning nothing new, you might as well say you did.
Mm-hmm. You're in the same damn spot.
So, yep. So, I see it's starting to slowly come to a close. I'm over here remind you all, if you ever miss any parts of the show, you can check them out at blogtalkradio.com/WJ, that's PEDDY, letter J. Go to English to all the shows. You can go to iTunes, type in Life is Dust Live, English to all the shows on there. You can listen to them on TuneIn Radio app. And heck, you in Madison Media, shout out to Madison Media. You go to Madison 2 Media, that's the number 2, media.com. Go there, and I'm on the radio network on there, being syndicated on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of people, and there's a lot of other places too. I'll be here all day naming stuff. So definitely, again, y'all know, y'all can check it. Any artists or models or whatever, if you're in the entertainment industry, it is for a professional social network to be involved with, deathspot.com is where you need to be at. You tired of going to all the nonsense, you got to go through on these other websites, that's where you need to be at. So, bam. Of course, you have to follow me too, yours truly, at Ceddy J Dusk, that's CeddyJDusk. Tell them, let them know how they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Twitter. That's at Taryn Lamon. That's TaryynLyymon. Same as Instagram, but it's Taryn_Lamon. You can Google Taryn Lamon and see my profile on Duskfy, on Model Mayhem, Facebook, and anywhere else that I have a profile set up.
Yes, even on TarynBustedOpen.com. Okay.
Oh, stop
it.
Rumor 101. That's
going to
be on the next
ball. Rumor 101. Okay, so y'all, we'll see y'all tomorrow's show. Can't wait. We'll be here. You know, this is the first week of us being here 5 days. So we'll see y'all again tomorrow. And y'all get some shut ass, shut eyes, shut whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, now, y'all, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a
T,
or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life and Death Live with your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Tara Lamonsky.
All right, we out, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
We are. We up.